So one might think that we would also say one teen, two teen, and three teen, but we don't. We make up a different form, 11, 12, 13, and 15. Similarly, we have 40 and 60, which sound like what they are, but we also say 50 and 30 and 20, which sort of sound what they are, but not really. And for that matter, for numbers above 20, we put the decade first and the unit number second, 21, 22. For the teens, though, we do it the other way around. We put the decade second and the unit number first, 14, 17, 18. The number system in English is highly irregular. Not so in China, Japan, and Korea. They have a logical counting system. 11 is 10-1, 12 is 10-2, 24 is 2-10-4, and so on. That difference means that Asian children learn to count much faster than their American counterparts. Four-year-old Chinese children can count, on average, up to 40. American children at that age can only count to 15, and most don't reach 40 until they're 5. By the age of 5, in other words, American children are already a year behind their Asian counterparts in the most fundamental of math skills. The regularity of their number system also means that Asian children can perform basic functions, like addition, far more easily. Ask an English 7-year-old to add 37 plus 22 in her head, and she has to convert the words to numbers, 37 plus 22. Only then can she do the math. 2 plus 7 is 9, and 30 and 20 is 50, which makes 59. Ask an Asian child to add 3 tens 7 and 2 tens 2, and then the necessary equation is right there embedded in the sentence. No number translation is necessary. It's 5 tens 9.